Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Learning by Ear series about new media. This is our second episode entitled Logging On. In the last episode, Zapcom excitedly came up with the idea of setting up an internet cafe at Kulatu Foods restaurant. But will his friends join him in his dream? Will Uncle Kilu allow the youth to set up the business in his restaurant? And what use will this internet cafe be for the youth and the town? Find out as we follow our character, Zapcom, and his friends.
George, you ain't listening to me. You can't buy that one.
Zap, I am. But you are not getting it. It is my money, my savings. I can buy whatever mobile phone I want.
Listen to me, my friend. You need that one over there.
No, this one is cool.
But it has no internet connectivity.
But I can listen to the radio.
You could have radio and internet on that one.
Who put the internet in there?
Have you forgotten? Look over there. What do you think that tower is? And why do you think it is owned by Africom Company?
Well,
my friend, you have ears, but you do not listen. I told you, these mobile phone companies go out and erect satellite towers. Okay. Let me tell you again. A communication satellite is technology that provides a point of service, relaying waves that make it possible to receive signals and hence be able to send and receive communication from computers and mobile phones wherever you are.
Okay. One would think I'm taking an examination on this.
Hey, how about that? Zapcomology, a diploma in technology for the dummies from Zapcom.
Tell me again, what time was the appointment with the telecommunications manager?
Oh no.
Now, maybe you need a diploma in memorology.
I should have set a reminder alarm on my phone. Now, see you later. Remember to buy the right one.
The phones do alarms as well. Hey, Zap, does this one have an alarm as well?
George is learning more, and he is learning fast. Indeed, his new phone will be the door to a new world in the palm of his hand.
It's about time. How long does it take to walk over to a shop across the road? Clear away all those plates and cups at once. George! Did you hear me? And why are you dancing around? George!
Yes, Uncle. Did you call?
Did I call? I have been yelling like a madman. What are those things in your ears and why are you dancing? Do you know this is how that village madman began? Dancing by himself, and before you knew it, he was running around naked in the marketplace. It's that Zapu again. He poisons your mind every time he comes back from the big city.
Uncle, here, try these earphones.
What? I have no time for games when I'm losing my business to that new restaurant across the road. If our service is bad, our few loyal customers will go as well.
Go on, Uncle. Just try.
Hey, you have a radio in there. Asalala, my favorite radio station. How did you get it in there?
You see, Uncle, these days you can listen to the radio from a mobile phone as well as from a normal radio. Today, we have choices. Use your old radio, which still works fine, or I use my phone. Choices, Uncle, choices.
Hey, I'm amazed at these inventions. But don't ask me to get rid of my radio. These transmitter radios are still very valuable here in the country. Indeed, that Zapu friend of yours is knowledgeable. Talking of Zapu, where is he? He asked me to spare some of that goat soup for him. It is nearly finished and I can't make any more until tomorrow.
He went to see the manager. But not to worry, Uncle. I will alert him. Give me back my phone.
Here you are. What are you doing?
Sending an SMS.
A what? SOS? Lack of goat soup is not life-threatening.
Not SOS. SMS. Short message service. I am typing him a short message which will get instantly. There. Now he knows he's about to miss his favorite meal of the day.
What else can that phone of yours do? Maybe it can help improve our business. I'm thinking, while I do so, can you go and clear away those plates before the flies settle on them? What's that?
Zapcom replying to my message.
Huh? That fast?
Be there in 10 minutes, warm the soup, I am hungry.
While George dreams of what else his new mobile phone would do for him, Uncle Kilu keeps a close eye on how to improve his dwindling business.
George! Hey, quick! Come help me.
Hey, Zapcom, what? Where did you get that computer?
Oh, please tell me you did not steal it from someone's desk. It's an old one. Look at those cables dangling, man. Where did you unplug it from? It's second hand. I bought it, took it on credit. The manager has a relative who is upgrading his company computer. So he was willing to sell me the old one. And now I'm bringing it here to Cooler Two Foods.
And so you went there and just took it? Hey, it's heavy.
Hey, careful. Let's put it there in that corner.
Hold on. What is going on? What is that machine doing here now?
Not machine, but computer. Our internet cafe.
Zapu, you have taken your madness too far. This is my business. The minute you walk through that door, you are in my business. It is bad enough that I am losing customers to competition. Now you come and set up your madness here, right on my table?
Please, Uncle, don't be angry.
Well, then you will not get a share of the money.
What money?
Of course, the cafe services are not for free. All these people who work around this village town, students, and even school leavers, will pay a fee to send and receive their emails, download videos and music. The college students on holiday will surf the net for their school research.
And they will pay some money? All of them?
Yes, they will pay. You see, these days, your restaurant is just about half full. That corner over there at the window is popular. We will take this dark corner here. We will set up our internet cafe and make more money here than you are making there.
Uncle, this is a brilliant idea. The old meets the young. The old meets the new kind of thing.
And what time will your customers come in?
All the time. The business will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Where will your customers eat?
Right here, Uncle.
Who will they pay?
Us. Zapcom Cafe.
Whose food?
Yours, Uncle.
Good, then it's settled.
What is?
No food and drinks to be brought in from outside your cafe, and 5,000 shillings a month.
5,000 shillings for what?
Rent, Zapcom, for renting my space. Zapcom Cafe pays Cooler Two Foods 5,000 shillings for use of space and utilities. Nothing is for free.
Then we can send emails and SMSs to all our current and potential customers to let them know what meals we are serving.
My boy, that is excellent. The best news I have...
5 shillings each.
What? What for?
Professional fees for every email or SMS we send out to sell your business.
Professional fees, my foot. What about all these free cups of tea and goat soup I have served?
It seems Uncle Kilu is also learning fast in appreciating the business value of new media and technology. But can these young people actually make a business of it? Or is the risk they're taking too big? Tune in to our next episode and find out. For more information on Learning by Ear programs, please visit our website at www.dwworld.de/LBE. And don't forget to send in your comments. Until next time, goodbye.